This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Alice Christina Corrigan is a visually impaired and neurodivergent artist, writer and access-led creative. She's the artistic director of La La Arts and shares her experiences of life, work and fashion on social media. And she's here today to tell us how she's developed her style. Hi Alice, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So what is an outfit or a look you're really loving at the moment?
I've always loved expressing myself with my fashion and makeup and hair. And I think the thing that I really love at the minute is colour and like pastel yellows. And really, maybe it's the spring in me, you know, but I think that in terms of like fashion is what I'm really enjoying right now. I feel like I need to stop buying like pastel yellows. And I think with that, it's just like really nice natural makeup. I say natural makeup. It's literally always the same process, but I really like a neutral eye and a lip stain. I'm all about these lip stains. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to reapply them. You just get it in the right shape once and it stays the whole day. It's ideal.
Yeah.
And you talk about doing your makeup and your hair by touch for people kind of building up their style. How did you build those habits where you know that things are in the right place and looking how you want them?
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because I'm really into my makeup, and I think people are really surprised when I do my makeup. I think other visually impaired people might be able to like relate, right? We kind of learn these, we adapt our own ways of doing things because it's just what we do. Like I was born with my eyes the way that they are, so I've never known any different. And so it's only when I'm like asked that I realize over the years, I think just practice makes perfect, but so much of it comes down to just how it feels. So I can outline my lips without needing a mirror, not because I'm like an expert, but because that's how I do it. I kind of just depend on the feeling of that. And I think the way I got to that point is I've been really into makeup since I was like a teen, and so magnified mirrors really make all of the difference. And it was only when my friend, who can see great, went to use my mirror and couldn't see herself through it, I couldn't do her makeup through it, that I realized that it's not actually a help for everyone. But I think it's a mixture of practice, magnified mirrors, but also being able to understand how things should feel on my face. Like I can feel when things are too cakey. I know where to apply my blush because I touch my face and know where that is. And yeah, it's just super tactile, my process of doing it. And I also just cheat a wing by just smudging it everywhere and cleaning it up with a bit of like concealer, because I know the feeling of where I want the wing to sit as opposed to actually being able to see it. But it's always quite humbling when I put my glasses on and I'm like, you know what? I have no idea if this looks good or not, but I'm just gonna rock with it.
Yeah, very fair. And for kind of getting new inspiration, it sounds like the seasons is a big thing for you, or at least at the moment. But where do you get your fashion inspiration? Like what's a place that works for you to find new ideas or new makeup ideas and that kind of thing?
I think I'm really in tune with what works well for me. And I think that's always like my biggest tip, is like what I like and what suits me can sometimes be two completely different things. And I think my way in is color palettes. I'm really into my colors. I think I express myself through that. So colors is somewhere I start, but then understanding what works on me and what colors are complementary, like electric blue, pastel yellows, like I was saying, reds. I think they work really nicely with my blonde hair. So I think exploring what color palette suits you is like my way in. And then kind of through there, I go from exploring colors to what shapes suit me. So it's kind of a mixture of like, being on TikTok, seeing what the girls are doing, but then knowing what my style and what my color palette is for me and what also feels comfortable. I'm a big believer in like finding outfits that make me feel good. And that really depends on my mood and what can be comfortable, but also look good. And as much as I definitely don't have a capsule wardrobe, I like to buy staples that I can wear and kind of change up the style with them. So adaptable pieces of clothing as opposed to like a load of fast fashion. But I wouldn't say it's particularly someone or a particular style. I feel like over the years I've really tried out things. So that's something like trying out things to then work out what suits me is like, has taught me a lot about how I express myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the great thing about sort of social media and seeing other people's fashion tips is if you can find someone who has a really similar style to you, or maybe has a similar colour palette they like or similar shapes they like, they can sometimes do shortcuts for you where they tell you where they got things and why they think things look good on them. And if you're aligned in what you enjoy, it can be a really good way to kind of narrow down your search and save some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm such a big believer in, like, if you like something on someone else, ask them where it's from. Like, I hate gatekeeping. I'm always like, oh, I got this stuff from X, Y, and Z. And I think you shouldn't stop yourself from trying out things that you might have never tried before, like experimenting with your fashion, especially if you're seeing like a common, like, oh, I really like it when girls wear these sorts of skirts, but I've never tried it on myself because da 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 da. Just try it, because it actually, there's a reason why you probably really like it, and you won't know until you go and explore that and try it out. I think self-expression is so key with fashion and making yourself feel good. You got to trial and error, man. You got to try out some things, and you might be like, you know what, not for me, but at least I've explored it.
Yeah, and you share some sort of pre-interview or pre-important meeting outfits. What difference does it make to you when you go into a meeting feeling confident?
I think how you show up, feeling your best makes you so confident. I think it really brings out the best in you. I think going in, whether that's makeup or no makeup, a really comfy like tracksuit outfit, or dressing really like smart, but knowing that you feel really good in that and you're going to show up as your best self for interviews and meetings, really does have a knock-on effect on how you show up, that version of yourself. I think it's really important to explore that and find what that is for you. But like I said, it doesn't need to be, I feel like that can easily sound like it's dress up, but actually it's so much more about what makes you feel good. And if you feel good in that outfit, if you feel good with your hair in a certain way, then do it, because you will then like give off so much more confidence, because you yourself feel good about yourself. I think it's really important. Self-love is the most important thing. And I think putting that time and care into how you show up is really important. If people do want to like explore more of like what I'm up to on makeup and fashion, then TikTok is the place to go. But I think just go and have fun and express yourself and see what works for you is like my biggest tip. Find me on Instagram, it's Alice Christina Corrigan, and I'm on TikTok as well with that kind of posting all about what I'm up to and navigating this industry. And I have my company, Lala Arts, so you can find that again on Insta and TikTok. And my website is Alice Christina Corrigan. You will find me. Give me a little Google. I'll come up. But yeah, it's just my name. But yeah, do check me out. And I'm all open to always just chatting. And if anyone's got any questions or anything I can help with, please do reach out.
Well, thank you so much, Alice Christina Corrigan, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.